P.S. I noticed you're not Donna.
That was funny how the door opened, and I'm like, oh, we just got to change in producers, but that's awesome.
Right! Nothing fools us on the Vero Insider! Yes! Happy Wine Wednesday, folks. Not only is it National Lollipop Day, it is also National Moon Day.
National Moon Day.
That is because today, this date in history, in 1969, it was the first moon landing. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin from Apollo 11. Yep. Landed on the moon.
As opposed to moon.
Moon Day. To moon. Oh, like literally to pull your pants down.
Moon Day. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, keep your pants on unless you don't want to.
Well, a couple more glasses of the cannonball.
You never know. Everyone's going to end up naked in my pool again.
That happens. Let's quickly give some shout outs to the amazing sponsors that help bring this show into fruition each and every week. Sandridge, you know, we have Karen Meckling here of Harmony Reserve. She was talking about great partners that they're going to be teaming up with
and
for their residents.
Sandridge is one of them.
Sandridge is a premier golf course. It's an Audubon certified course. They do instructional lessons for adults, for children. In fact, their last kids summer camp starts up in about 2 weeks. You can register online. But then they also have ladies clubs and guys clubs. It's just a fun get together. They host the Ladies of the Nine.
Those girls are party girls.
Right? They come to the Blue Star. They hang out. So Sandridge is really vested in the community. They do a lot with nonprofits. If you have a nonprofit that you're looking to do a golf scramble or something, they're happy to team up with you. Visit golfsandridge.com and show them some support. They also have gift cards and certificates available.
And Sandridge is not an easy course. Don't think because it's a public course that, you know, it's a bunny course. Like, that course will eat you up. Mm. It's good.
You got that right. We were also talking earlier about the hair studio, Vero. I love me some Melissa. Right now she's running a summer special. You can get an entire keratin treatment for $90.
Awesome.
It's usually like $350.
Oh, wow.
So that is a steal.
Yeah. So it's like frizz-free summer hair the rest of the summer. Take part in some of her specials. She also has the $60 partial highlights, so you get that summer sun-kissed look. Take advantage of it. She's right there on Oslo and US 1. Guys and gals are welcome. Walk-ins are welcome. But she is simply talented. Cut, color, style. I just had a recent get-together. Every lady that was at my party goes to the Hair Studio Vero. And may I just say, we all looked pretty darn fabulous.
Awesome.
Just a little side note. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week.
Foxy, let me see your piggies. What you got?
You know, I came back from my trip and they took such good care of me. And then last week I painted my house. So I'm a little bit overdue. I got to go see everybody at Foxy's. I'm really excited. I think I'm going to go pink this next time.
Yeah.
But 7 days a week, manicure, pedicure, eyebrow tinting and waxing now.
Oh, and where's Foxy's? Sorry, help me out.
Yeah. Karen, let's tell you.
Tell me.
It's in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to the Hallmark.
Mm. Oh, that's where it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
So you get a great card for mom or somebody's birthday.
Go to Fresh Market.
And then
you go
next door and you get a gift card so that you can give the gift of Fancy Feet, Foxy Feet, all year long.
And they're open on Sunday, which is the single smartest, most intelligent thing that anybody's done at a nail salon.
And they can handle volume. They even do little kids' birthday parties. They do bachelorette parties.
Yeah, they specialize
in them. Cute.
They have these cute little chairs for the little girls, little princess chairs, you know, that have the full massage and everything. And you walk in the door and you're like, what is that? Like, it's...
They got little fairies on them.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing ever.
Gotta bring the daughter.
Yes, you have to. And I love it because whenever I see little girls in there, they're all so excited with their little party. They all want a different color polish on each finger.
Of course they do.
We don't want all pink. I want pink and green and yellow and blue. And I love it. And they do such a great job there at Foxy's. So if you're looking for a new nail place, let me tell you, Foxy's is it. All right. So I want to talk about First American Title and Caliber Home Loans and how important they are. But, you know, we have Harmony Reserve here talking about new homes and the fact that you can select what type of home you want, the size you want. You can customize it the way you want to. And, of course, funding and making sure that it's all properly accounted for is very important. So whether you're getting something new at Harmony and you're 55 and over.
There we go.
or you're looking to upsize, downsize, relocate for a new job opportunity, that seems to be happening. Just as a side note, we're moving a lot of folks into the Carolinas lately, I've noticed at White Glove. A lot of young families mm-hmm. are taking some great job opportunities up in the Carolinas. I think, though, that we can plan on moving them back down mm-hmm. in about 15 to 18 years.
Probably earlier.
Yeah, usually they come back.
Of course.
I would say 7 to 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that they're going to rock out those careers.
They're going to rock out the careers, but the quality of life in Vero is so amazing.
It's huge. Wonderful.
They, you know.
It's really yeah. fantastic.
And I love that a lot of people are staying. Like my son's 23, my daughter's 30. They're both in this community and are staying here, you know, finding careers here.
Their
and
I'm like, are here.
I absolutely love that there really is a mm-hmm. good young crowd that's happy to stay in Vero. Yeah. They've gone to college to come back. They're like, hey, this is pretty good.
So, we were at the opening of the brewery this weekend. There were hundreds of young people.
I was
like, where are you all staying?
I saw your Facebook post. So
yeah.
I was going to ask you how...
It was a remarkable turnout. Congratulations
good.
To Walking yes. Trees.
Yes. Good job.
Yep.
Yay. They've been working hard
They
on
plan
that.
To have all of their craft beer distributed to all the local restaurants. And I told them, I said, nice. I bet the Blue Star will be on
oh,
board.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome.
They plan to have that done before the end of the year. But really a fantastic venue. And it made me very excited to see all the young families.
Yes, absolutely.
It was a very kid-friendly event. But getting back to that, if you're looking at possibly the sale of your home, consider First American Title. They're very good at what they do, very detailed. And right now they're doing a back-to-school supply drive for Vero Beach Elementary. So if you happen to be taking advantage of all these great sales, I saw that they have backpacks for $3 at Walgreens this week. I'm just saying, you can help to benefit mm-hmm. this school drive. Mm-hmm. Just drop everything off at First American Title. They are in the, what is that building?
I think the 2002
building. Right. That's what it's called.
No, they're great. We've used them for title work,
yeah.
and they are wonderful. Tammy over there is awesome.
She sure is. And then in addition, you know, Caliber Home Loans, they use only local appraisers. They help make the deal get done. Everything's done in-house, so they make it really easy, painless, and they're very creative. They can make it happen. So, all right, with those endorsements out of the way, because I love them, let's get back and talk a little bit about what people can experience. What are some of the activities that going on in this 13,000 square foot grand
Ooh.
Clubhouse at the Harmony Reserve, my
Whatever
dear?
Whatever you want.
I love that.
Actually,
answer.
As the lifestyle director, yes, I am going to rely on a lot of input from the homeowners. I mean, that's what it's about. I need to, you know, just because you build a building doesn't mean mm-hmm. they're going to come mm-hmm. and use it. I mean, we've tried our best to kind of figure out. We've done some surveys to people in our database to say, what do you want to do? You know, a lot of travel clubs, a lot of book clubs, of course, the Mahjong.
Sure.
You know, that. So we've made the clubhouse very multifunctional. So these rooms can change their usage, you know, whatever's going on. So it's not like, okay, this is your poker room and that's all you can do in there. You know, let's make it very multi-purpose. But so yes, I'm looking forward to their input and we'll do whatever they want to do. But what's built in, like we talked about, the teaching kitchen is there, you know, arts and crafts room, so they can use that as well. Our fitness and movement studio is absolutely phenomenal. You know, great fitness equipment because they're 55. I'm 55. It's not, you're not old or dead mm-hmm. yet. You know, you got mm-hmm. a lot of life in you, so they want to stay
yeah.
fit. So
gotta
we've
move
got
it or lose it.
I'm telling you.
That's right.
So, you know, nice fitness movement studio where we're going to have classes, you know, programmed in. And like I said, a fireplace. Now, okay. I mean, I know it's Florida, but you can put the AC up and you can turn the fireplace on.
And it's
there's
just
nothing like a real fire going on.
The ambiance, exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful outdoor pool with a lap lane in it so that we can have water aerobics going on as well as lappers doing their thing and a spa. So, you know, it'll be hopefully the heart of the community. And like I said, pickleball for outdoor recreation. In our survey, we found there was not a lot of tennis players looking at tennis. In this age group,
yep.
pickleball, if you start looking into it, pickleball is you can fit two pickleball courts on a tennis court. So it's a smaller court, mm-hmm. so you don't have to do as much running. So it's a racket sport, but it's with a solid paddle that looks like a racquetball paddle. It's solid, and a ball that's a wiffle ball, so the ball moves slower. So it's a much
and
slower pace. And it's light.
And it doesn't hurt when it hits you.
And it doesn't hurt.
That's
very important.
Very distinctive sound when you hear them playing pickleball. It's a weird sound, but, you know, it's fun, and it's played in couples. So there's four on the court, so it's so much more about being friendly and having these matches.
The community
sense. They get a little bit, you know, competitive, but it's nice that it's more of a couple sport and they come out there in the foursomes and do it. So I think it's going to be a huge hit, and our courts are lit. So we have eight pickleball courts.
Wow.
So we are
hoping to do full out tournaments,
yes, absolutely. Which is the point that we're trying to be a destination, yeah, you know, for pickleball and get people out to the community, play pickleball, and they go, oh, look how beautiful it is. So, you know, event-driven marketing. Mm-hmm. Get them out there having a good
time. Brilliant, Karen Beckley. Brilliant. I love it.
So we're happy. Ken Roberts with Vero Beach Pickleball. I mean, they have over 400 people now in their database, and when season's here, they can't find a court to play on.
Sure.
So, you know, we thought, why not? Let's hook into that and see what happens. So,
yeah, I get a lot of them who play across the street from me over at the community center.
Yes.
And it's great, but they do. They get stacked. During season, yeah, they get stacked. I mean,
yes,
you'll have people sitting in there waiting in their cars. They're like, hey, that guy's hours up. It's my court now.
So more courts is not going to hurt.
It'll be a great thing.
We should almost have a little pickleball pro shop on site, because if you can customize these paddles and
balls. And you can. Mm. I didn't mind sitting. It has Harmony Reserve with my name on it. So, yeah, it's very nice.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's great. So, yeah, we're very excited.
And lots to be excited about, especially because the model opening is taking place.
We are so hoping for next month in August. Yeah,
it
might be the
world.
End of August, but, you know, I know it's hot and it's not season, but we'll let the realtors and all of us that live here full time know what's going
Come
on.
Check it
so
out.
Hopefully when
that's
season
gonna
hits.
That's going to be a single family home?
Yes, we have. Yes, and the villa. So we're going to have, we have six
nice.
Models out there.
Oh,
you know,
fabulous.
Four single
yeah,
family
awesome.
And two of the villas when the models
That'll
get
really
done.
Give folks an idea of what the potential is. To say the least.
Because
I have no doubt the kitchens are going to be amazing.
Right?
Exactly.
That's a trend in home building.
It
and
is.
I'm like, good.
Show-stopping
because
kitchen.
I want an amazing kitchen.
Right. Absolutely.
I do.
My list of qualifications isn't big.
Really?
Kitchen is number one.
I need a really nice kitchen. I need a great bathroom. And the rest of the house, I could care less.
She doesn't mean that, folks. She doesn't. She's very particular. She's so particular, she comes up with this amazing, extensive wine list of hand-selected boutique wines that you can have for free. All summer long when you come into the Blue Star.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
I'm very excited.
It's incredibly generous. Oscar, are you going to be going?
They're great.
Are you
going
to go and dine?
Absolutely.
Bring fam?
Yeah. They're little craft wines. They're not jug wines. You won't know any of these labels because they're little craft
very
wines
boutique.
From all over the world. Right now, I've got a cab from Argentina. I've got a griot from Sicily. We've got all kinds of different little.
I love Sicilian whites.
Yeah. Yeah, and that rosé from France, which is from Mount Ventoux. If you were watching the Tour de France, you would know Mount Ventoux. They like to make those cyclists try to go over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
They
almost die.
It's, oh, no. It's the highest,
I'll be the spectator
highest
drinking
hardest
the rosé.
Climb in France for the Tour de France guys. But,
ooh.
Yeah.
But the deal is you come in. You enjoy some live music,
yeah,
always something
absolutely.
Unique and fresh.
Yeah.
And while doing so, you're going to have a wonderful ambiance.
Yep.
And if you choose two entrees and or four appetizers, you can have
however you want to do it. If you just want to come in, maybe one or two people, and you're like me and you want to snack around, just get a couple appetizers, you know. Soup counts.
Ooh, yeah. Sure.
It's kind of funny because people are like, well, what do I have to order on the appetizer menu? It's like, well, anything that's there. Like, seriously, if you had four cups of soup, you'd still get a free bottle of wine.
Oh my goodness, I love Kitty's soup. I'm just saying.
Although
folks,
there's a lot of other good stuff on there.
There really is.
Yeah.
I want my favorite soup for my birthday, Kitty. I'm
yes.
just saying this on air.
And again,
that holds you liable.
There you go.
It holds you liable. It's what it does.
Which one? That's the curried butternut squash?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I could fall in love with something else if you make it. I don't know. It is summer.
I guess
I don't need
butternut
squash
too,
soup in the summer.
Yeah, but that one's good because it's got all that fresh ginger in it.
I know.
So
it's so
spicy
light
and a little bit sweet, and there's a lot of flavor in that thing.
I know it.
Maybe I'll make that tomorrow.
I love my life.
We're getting inspired.
I love my friends. I do. Folks, you're listening to the Vero Insider, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. We're almost in the home stretch. I got a couple surprises up my sleeve, so don't go anywhere.
What?
Woohoo.
Come come check out Vero's premier golf course equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sandridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our junior golf program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandridge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sandridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
I love your theme music.
Me too.
It's so fun.
Very fun.
Makes you want to dance in the chair.
Now, don't fight it. If you're at a red light, shimmy and shake, my friend. Shimmy and shake. So I'm really, really getting into my 30s now, folks.
Really, really.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that with a straight face.
I know. It's freaking me out. Well, you know, like the year I turned 30, it wasn't that big of a deal because like you just turned 30. So like,
Yeah, who cares? 10 years to go,
right? And then 31 was like, I'm like just 31, but like now it's like you roll over into the other number.
Are you worried about 29 again?
And
it goes on and on and on.
It never stops.
29. I held at 29. I think for 15 years.
Did you?
Yeah. Until I started getting a lot of gray hair, and then everyone kind of snorted and laughed at me when I told them I was 29.
It's premature graying.
And then,
I know.
And then
look
you
at me.
That's right.
It's a life well lived.
There
is
you go.
What it is.
I love it.
Oh, it's so much good stuff. Well, I found a perfect quote for the pre-birthday show here.
Extravaganza.
From Mark Twain. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
right? It's yes. So appropriate.
That
it's
is good.
So appropriate.
That's fabulous.
So I'm embracing 32, folks. I'm embracing.
Good
you
girl.
Have to.
I'm going
good
to.
For
well,
you.
I don't get to do anything about it.
Nope.
So.
It's going to happen whether you want to or not.
Darn straight.
That's
but
right.
You know, I'm rolling with it. I'm rolling with it. Speaking of that, you know, this is this is one of those facts where I know you're not going to be excited about this fact, but I found it to be kind of like, whoa, dang. So on July 20th of 1881, okay, 1881,
wow.
So that was a little while ago.
That was.
The Sioux Indian chief Sitting Bull surrendered to the U.S. federal troops.
Wow.
That's okay. When it all started happening.
There you go.
They all went to Oklahoma. I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. That's pretty sure.
Yeah.
But with that being said.
Not a good day for that man.
No.
That was like in the July hot heat, you know, in a time where Florida was very much and much of South the United States was pretty untapped.
Uninhabited.
Yeah, uninhabited.
Until air conditioning was invented.
Oh my gosh.
No, seriously.
You know, on our family RV trip, I tell you, there were so many historic landmarks and different sites and so forth. And going to the Springs, we got to see the Thursby House. And so this is at the Blue Springs. And I found it to be pretty fascinating because Jacksonville was really the main port at the time. And they used to ferry all the goods in through the St. John's River. And you have to be so... Could you imagine that first person that discovered this natural spring?
Mm.
And it was just gorgeous crystal blue water. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect temperature at 72 degrees.
It was cold. Yeah.
And like they were just roughing it. Like, and they were pioneers. And, you know, but then you had to still wear like 10 layers of clothes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
That's right.
Because like, the mosquitoes were so god awful.
Yeah. Right. And then you discover these springs and then you build your whole world around it. I mean, it's just fascinating.
Tremendous.
Florida is really, really, I encourage everyone to go explore our own backyard.
I know.
Florida has 160 state parks. Not all of them you can camp at, but just really amazing stuff to see. And our landscape is so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, really impressive stuff. And if you don't like that idea of roughing it, quote unquote, I totally get it.
Oh, come on. You go glamping.
I know, right? Glamping. That's what Kitty calls it.
Yeah. She doesn't pitch a tent.
No.
I get an RV they when they see in a kitchen.
Yeah, so, her nails do not get broken.
Well, I get them camoed.
I know.
Oh,
and
there
that is the greatest thing.
At Foxy's. I get a camel at Foxy's. However, you know, if that's not really your style and you're more like the hotel and like you want like a whole
service,
setup of
let's
leisure,
go. Yeah.
You know, there's no shortage of great places still
Absolutely.
Within Florida to
Absolutely.
Discover. Yeah. And we get to keep our money here within
Locally.
The state. And I think that that's really, really, really important. So what's new and exciting coming up for the theater? Mm-hmm. Aside from our weekend extravaganzas, because obviously this weekend is...
Howl at the Moon!
Woo-hoo! I want to sing along. I wanted to sing along. Anything.
Sweet Caroline. Come on. You know Oscar, but we know that's there we go.
That's definitely so what, being played.
You just need to have your songs already prepared in mind. Yep. At the table, there is a card that you just fill out and just take to the guys or the ladies, whoever's playing, and say, this is what I want to play, and they'll play it.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
The
and the
power.
Waitresses come around, and you know your drinks are there, and your snacks are there, and life
that's the best
good.
Part.
I know.
It's a party.
It's a party.
Oh my gosh, I can so do this. Okay, so that's this weekend. I'll definitely be there Saturday. If you don't have a friend to go with, just hit me up on Facebook.
There you go.
What table?
We'll be there.
What table are you at?
That's
we'll find.
Make
a
sure
spot.
There's room at my table for you. So we got Howl at the Moon Comedy Zone, which has the Vegas style setup, which all benefits.
The Children's Theater. Any you buy some with real cash, you buy some funny money and you play with that. And then at the end of the night, whatever money you have left, you go and put it in for raffles of a TV or tickets to the theater or what have you. We have a lot of different prizes.
Do the raffle prizes happen each weekend or you wait till the end?
We have some that happen each weekend and then we have some major ones at the end of the Vegas Nights, which runs through the end of August.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Now, Kitty was talking about a particular dance number
it's
break.
It's a company that is coming from the Chicago area, Williams Henry. They're here as part of Vero Beach.
Yep.
But they're also coming as part of the Riverside Dance Festival. It's a 2-week intensive where we have students perform and learn songs with these professional guys. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, then they perform on stage, on the main stage.
For us.
For us, everybody.
Which is going to be, I saw the article about it and I was like, I'd go see that because that sounds awesome.
Right.
Absolutely. They're tremendous.
I bet it's going to be gorgeous.
Not only to see these professional dancers, but 2 weeks worth of
training.
Younger people performing with them. It's like incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Because we exist. Like I said earlier, us young people, we're here.
You are. Well, you are. 32. Is that young really still?
Oh,
yeah.
Oscar, hurt my heart.
Yeah.
I just,
it
he's
is
cute.
Because
cute.
Like 60's the new 40. So
there
that makes
go.
32. She's only,
I'm like a teen.
She's about
I'm
to
like
18 or 19.
There you go. There you go.
That's what
I
that
like
is.
It.
That is exactly what that is. Oh my goodness. Well, see, I was going to have you do a plug for some of your big musicals coming up, but never mind.
No.
Never mind.
Going in the trash.
But truly, riversidetheater.com, they can get their tickets for Howl at the Moon. They can get their tickets for Comedy Zone.
And everything you need to know about what's going on in the year.
And they can see the entire lineup.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Riverside is so
easy.
Cool because it's not all musicals all the time anymore.
No.
It's great.
The program has so expanded. It's amazing.
Aww,
there's so much cool stuff.
She's a big fan.
It is.
No,
we were chatting
about that. I've been here a long time and I've been waiting because I don't really like musicals.
Well, there you go. Now you have some.
But
I'd
go to Howl at the Moon, the comedy, the dance.
We
absolutely.
Are a musical.
I know.
That's
our whole problem.
Like. That's fantastic. All right, Karen Becklin, I just want to real quick for our listeners, because I know they're excited.
We hope so.
They're excited about Harmony Reserve.
We're excited.
You got the exclusive, folks.
I'm
it's really an 80-20 rule.
I'm
going to
learn how to
play.
I'm going to learn how to play pickleball.
Kitty's
going to
be out there. Yep. That's exactly
I'm
going
to go, Karen, teach me this.
That's right. Kitty and Karen, I think it would be a great team.
We would be.
Wouldn't we, though?
We'd be the KKs.
You got that?
The team to beat.
We just don't need another K added in.
No,
there.
No,
just two.
But
it's only two.
It's
not we're like the okay, you know, like when you text somebody and you go, KK.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm very excited.
You're going to customize your own paddle, Kitty?
You know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bruce is going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I just crack myself up.
That's hilarious.
I know. I'm a hoot. I crack my own stuff up all the time without even trying. That's hilarious. All right, folks. So truly, I appreciate every time that you tune in and listen, but perhaps you missed part of the show or you're saying, who was that sponsor that Anna was talking about and loving on? Go to theveroinsider.com. You can live link to all of our wonderful sponsors. You can check out their Facebook pages, see what they're doing in the community, and also check out some of our past shows. But talking about doing great things in the community, I just want to thank all of the local businesses that helped team up and make the third annual White Glove Love Food Drive a complete
Woo-hoo!
Success.
Woo-hoo!
For the past 2 years, we've raised 1,000 pounds, and I was beyond pleased to report back to y'all that we raised over 1,500 pounds of food.
Good Lord.
Wow.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Which equates to 1,350 meals benefiting the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So, folks, tune in to the Vero Insider each and every week. Until next week, cheers.
Cheers.
Woohoo.